are you?
Well, I'm going to greet you. Over there. How are you? Very nice. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Very nice to meet you. I want to greet you all. Yes. I want to greet you all. Yeah?
Gaisa.
How do you spell?
G-I-S-A.
Yes.
Thank you. Hmm? You go to school, huh? Yes. In which grade are you? 10. Oh, that's very good.
You must come to South Africa.
Wow.
When you
yes.
We'll send you money.
It's still the 30th, huh?
Yes, it is. Actually, today is Canada Day.
Yes?
Yes?
Oh, very good.
We saw you on TV from Detroit.
Oh, yes.
We have three channels from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, yes.
So we've been...
That's all. We are sisters and brothers. And we love you.
Mr. Mandela. Can you tell me about your impressions of your trip in North America, please?
Well, our impression, you see, was that our trip was very successful. We did receive letters as well as presents from members, you see, of the Indian community, in which they complained about their difficulties. We have said that when we come back in October, we'll try and meet the organizations and leaders of the Indian people and listen very carefully to their complaints and see what assistance we can give.
Sir, I understand that you only have a few minutes, but I would just like to hear your comments about violence in society. The differences between violence in your society and violence in our society.
No, we are committed to peace. And we have used violence in our country because the government forced us to do so. We had no other means. But where you can, struggle non-violently, where the conditions permit, you are free to do so. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Did you talk to Mr. Mandela?
Just say hi and shake his hand, and
yeah.
I got his autograph, and we need two, yes.
Did he say anything in particular to you?
Well, overall, he looked very committed to people, and he's very open.
Yeah.
He come right up to us and talked to people as a whole.
Thank you.
My name's Ken Harper. I came out here because I heard that Nelson Mandela was landing here.
And what was the scene once you arrived here, Mr. Harper?
They were on their way from the plane into the terminal, and there were a number of people here, maybe 20, 25 people at the airport fence. And we started waving to the party that was on their way to the terminal. And so they changed direction and came over to the fence and talked to us and signed some autographs. Someone asked him a question about what message he would have to give to Arctic peoples in their struggle for self-government, and he said he supported people's right to self-government wherever and whoever they are.
What was your impression of him? I imagine, Mr. Harper, that you've read about Mr. Mandela, seen him on television, and heard him in radio reports, but seeing him face-to-face at 2:30 in the morning at the tarmac of the Calwood Airport, did your impressions change of him?
It's a rather unusual time and place to meet a world leader. He's you know, you can't form any real impression in just a couple of minutes, but he's a very impressive person, very impressive man.
Thank you for your impression.
Thank you.
We got pins that said Free Mandela, and if we had been smart, we would have said, here, we don't
and
need
free,
these anymore.
It's right. Another one that said,
yeah.
Free Mike, he's Free Mandela.
We have them at home.
At home, got them.
And if we were smart, we would have thought about it.
I should have brought
anymore.
Mine and
you
said...
Keep them.
I should have brought mine that said, Free Nelson Mandela, I don't need this anymore.
You see, the little people prevail, eh?
No.
We press up against the fence. He's just going in the terminal. We'll never see him. But we started the wave.
That was really cool. I didn't see the Beatles, but I met Mandela.